50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Good morning, DJ Envy. Charlamagne the God. Peace to the planet. It's Monday! I did that all by myself, huh? Nobody's here. Just me. It's lonely. All right. I'm sure Charlamagne's running a little late. Angela Yee is out today. Now, hopefully you had a great weekend back to the work week. I was in Orlando Friday and Saturday. It was kind of Friday I had a party day and Saturday I had a party day. It was two different spectrums. Like, Friday, I had a party with Genuine. So it was all like 38 and up. Like, you know, after about 15 minutes of dancing, old mama's got to take off their shoes because their feet is hurting. That was Friday night. Place was packed. Shout out to Genuine. He killed it. And Saturday night was 18 to party, 21 to drink. Those kids had too much energy, like all night long, like all night. Club ended at, what, 2:30, 3 o'clock in Orlando. They were still rocking 4 or 5 o'clock outside. So shout out to everybody that came out and hung with me in Orlando. Had a great time. And last night, I was in Philly. Now, I'm kind of upset. I got home from Philly last night. Had a DJ day party. And Sunday night is me and my wife's night to watch television. Right? So I put Game of Thrones on. I'm all ready. It's starting. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, don't worry. I didn't see the whole thing because my wife fell asleep. And we have a rule in the house that we both have to watch the show together.
Nah, God.
So because she fell asleep, I couldn't watch Game of Thrones. And I was pissed off because I'm watching and it started getting good, right? It started getting good, right? And then all of a sudden, I said, I know she's not snoring, so I ignore it. I said, you know what? Because if she's sleeping and I don't know that she's sleeping, I didn't break the rule. So I start watching and she wakes up. Oh, what happened? Rewind it. I'm like, no, I'm not rewinding it. She's like, all right, let's watch it tomorrow. And I'm like, F.
The last 10 minutes are great.
Game of Thrones. Goodness gracious. So I missed Game of Thrones last night. I missed Insecure. And I missed Power. I missed all that last night because my wife went to sleep. The hell's wrong with her? I don't know. But all right. But Charlamagne, I'm sure, will be here in a little bit. The traffic was disgusting this morning. Weather's nasty. So we'll see him in a little bit. We got a lot to talk about in front page news. LeVar Ball, you know, he coaches the AAU basketball team. That's a competitive basketball team that usually travels around the country. He actually got a technical foul and pulled his team off the court. That's whack. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. And there was 8 dead found inside a Walmart parking lot truck. I'll explain the story when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, Charlamagne.
Hey! Apologies for being tardy. You know what I'm saying? Usually when I'm late, it's because I had sex with my wife the night before and my legs be weak. Mm-hmm. But last night was just simply all my stories was on. You know,
you said, oh, man, that's what my mama used to say. Don't bother me right now. Grandma, my stories is
on. I told my daughter that last night because I didn't get to watch Power at 9, so I had to DVR it.
Mm.
So my first story started at 10:30, which was Insecure. So I told my daughter, all right, now, story's about to come on. Going upstairs. Okay?
Story's
so
about to
I watch come Insecure, and then after Insecure, I watched the rerun of Power.
I was telling everybody I missed it because, you know, me and my wife, we have to watch it together, and she fell asleep, so I had to wait.
That's why I didn't get a chance to watch Power till 11 o'clock last night because my wife was putting my youngest daughter
in
bed.
And you got to wait.
And I went in the room trying to be all bold, talking about, look, I'm about to watch Power because I got to get up in the morning.
I said the same thing.
And she gave me that look and like, oh, word. Like, go ahead then. But you know that go ahead then. Like, you know you better not
that
go ahead then.
That could be problems
then
later.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know.
So I had to wait.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, Kyrie Irving, he's asking for a trade. I don't think anybody's seen this coming. I don't know why.
I really don't know why either, but I can kind of see why in this era where everybody wants to be the man. Nobody really wants to be in a collective anymore. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, he feels like he's in LeBron's shadow. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't think he's in LeBron's shadow.
I don't think so either, but I would understand him wanting to be number one, but I don't see where he would go. Like, you leave that team and play for who?
He probably don't care about the championship. He probably just care about...
He got a ring already.
He got a ring.
To be a man.
He want to get money. He want to get more endorsement deals. But he's not in... If Kyrie ever thought he was in LeBron's shadow, he's not. We all know LeBron cannot win without you, Kyrie Irving.
Now let's talk about LaVar Ball. He gets a technical foul and forfeits his game after pulling AAU team off the court. Now he's a coach.
Lonzo Ball, you mean?
LaVar Ball.
How he get a technical?
Well, he's a coach. He coaches an AAU team. His son's AAU team. They were playing out in Cali, and they had a problem. He argued with the ref and got a technical, and he just told his kids, get off the court. They were actually winning 69-60 at the time of the forfeit, and people are talking about it. He said he shouldn't have pulled his kids off the court if
what
he got a technical.
What you mean his kids now? His kid, everybody that got the last name Ball or the whole team?
The whole team.
Drop on the clues bombs for LaVar Ball, damn it. He does things his way.
He does.
All right?
He definitely does.
You get rid of me, you get rid of us all. I have no problem with that, LaVar.
My goodness. And also, at least 9 people dead in a human trafficking case in Texas in a Walmart parking lot. There were 9 people crammed into the back of a tractor trailer in a Walmart parking lot in Texas. They said there were actually 38 people in the truck. 9 people died. They said temperatures got to 100 degrees over the weekend during that day. So rest in peace to everybody that passed away and condolences to their family.
But they were trying to sell people?
I'm sure. Or trying to maybe getting from, Mexico over here or something. I don't know.
Jesus Christ. I bet you they thinking they don't make people like they used to. Just think about all the black people they bought over from on the slave ships and that heat and everything. But they was, you know what? It's scrimping numbers, though. So if you only got 9 of them, 9 of them will probably die. But if you got 900,
yeah, I'm sure about a lot died. Yeah. All right. Well, that's front page news. And don't forget, Rick Ross will be joining us this morning. We'll kick it with Rick Ross in a little bit. But up next, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend or a bad morning. You want to vent a little bit. Or maybe you feel positive and you want to spread some positivity. Get it off your chest or tell us why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Tyrone, what up?
What's going on with you, MV?
Why you mad this morning, bro? Why you mad?
Man, I woke up this morning to find a dent on the side of my whip.
Oh, man.
A dent?
A dent. Somebody dent his car.
Yeah, man. You know, it happens when you live in the hood, but, you know, it shouldn't even be like that, but it is what it is. You can't really point too many fingers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, somebody was drunk last night, bumped into your ride, kept
it
moving.
Yeah. It happens sometimes.
Yo, Charlamagne.
Yo.
Yo, when that Luke Cage is coming back on, man?
I think it's coming back in the fall, if I'm not mistaken. If not,
yeah,
fall,
I've been trying to call in to ask because I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? I watched the last episode. It was dope, but it left the hanging. You know what I mean?
You can always Google it, bro. Gabby, why you mad?
Cause my husband be tripping like I'm a side piece or something.
You probably are a side piece and don't know it.
Never, baby. I never play second to nobody.
That's what you think.
Why he treating you like that? What is he doing?
I don't know. It's like he been disappearing, going out of town. He don't ask me to come with him, like family functions or whatever. And we've been together. He's my first.
Yeah, it's getting close.
You ain't been in no family functions. You a side chick, boo.
No, I stopped that one.
Sorry for you, mama.
Oh, y'all married?
Yeah, they married.
Yeah, we married.
You can still be a side chick and be married.
Nah, hell nah.
He got him another boo. He got a main sugar stain now, and it ain't you no more, boo.
Damn it, mama. Manuel.
Hey, what's going on?
You mad you graduated from school, from college, and you can't find a job, bro?
Yeah, I'm mad. Because I graduated about in May from UMass Lowell. But the thing is, all these job requirements, I studied chemistry. All these job requirements require you to have experience. But to get experience, you need work. So I've just been frustrated that I've been qualified for a bunch of positions that I have not been able to get because I have zero experience. The only experience I have is internships, but that doesn't really qualify for anything.
That's what I was about to say. Why don't you get an internship?
Yeah, I thought internships do qualify for experience.
Yeah, they do qualify, but it's only like the internship I did was only about 6 months long.
What is it you want to do, sir?
I want to get into research.
You want
to get into research?
Get into research.
I research right now, every day on Google. What do you mean research? What are you talking about?
Oh, like research, research and development area in any company.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you, sir. I'm be honest.
Like an industrial researcher.
This is one of those times I have no advice for you whatsoever,
sir.
The only thing I can tell you is the research, the field you're trying to get in, all right? Research how to get into research.
My goodness. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up. Or if you feel blessed, call us up. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Grace, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm super blessed.
All right. Now, why are you so blessed, Mama?
I'm blessed because I have grandparents who have blessed me and my husband to take our children for the summer so that we can be a couple and reconnect and do us. And I'm feeling really blessed right now because they're about to come home and I miss them.
Ain't that a good feeling? I have one in California right now and I have one in Tampa. The one in Tampa came back a couple days ago. The one in Cali is coming back this week. But isn't that freedom great for a little bit?
It is. It is. And I think it's really important for couples to still be able to be couples because one day the kids are going to grow up and they're going to leave the house. And I don't want to look at my husband and be like, who are you?
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you blessed this morning. You have a great morning.
No more walking around naked, boo. No more walking around naked and having sex in whatever room you wanted to.
I know. That's the worst. That's the thing that's going to take the adjusting.
That's right. Back to the bedroom and the bed.
Tango.
What's good?
Tango, why you blessed this morning, bro?
Yeah, man, I'm blessed. You know what I mean? I had a great, great, great weekend with the wife and my daughter. She turned 8 years old this Saturday. Went to the American Doll store. Went to see our Broadway show. Had a blessed weekend. You know, blessed every day. You know what I'm saying? We got to always thank God. Always thank God, number one. You know,
absolutely.
Especially coming back to work to hear you guys, that's another blessing.
Aren't them American girls so damn expensive, though?
All damn it is, buddy.
it's a black one, the American Girl Doll of the Year this year, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I forgot her name. My daughter was
I got the Puerto Rican one.
Okay.
Ain't no Puerto Rican American girl, though.
I got a bunch of them in the basement that my daughter don't even look at no more.
What's up? Hook me up, baby. Hook me up.
Nah, they might be worth money in a couple of years. I'm going to keep them.
Yo, thank you, y'all. Every morning, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Word up.
Thank you, bro.
All good, brother.
Josh, good morning.
Young Josh 93 from Houston, Texas. What goes down, La Familia?
What's up, Josh?
Yeah, you already know I'm out here. I'm grinding and stuff. I wanted to get it off my chest, you know what I'm saying?
What's the matter, Josh?
Charlamagne here?
Yes, I'm here, Josh. And I don't feel like listening to your whack raps this morning.
I missed you in Houston when I got out, man. I was trying to come see you and stuff.
Got out?
We had this conversation already, Josh.
You got locked up?
Yes.
Yeah, I got locked up. I just got out. I'm on bond right now.
What you got locked up for?
A couple of your homies came through, though.
Yeah, it was like some violations on probation and stuff. They put me on a lot of violations they had on me.
Yeah, man. You know when you're a whack rapper and you spit whack bars, they violate you.
Well, you trying to hear these whack bars? I'm trying to bless y'all this morning. I got to get it off my chest.
Okay,
go
sir.
Ahead, bro.
Go, Josh.
Look, just to fight these cases, got a couple racks in the stash. I'm so sharp, I stab myself in the back. I can do bad on my own. I don't need no one to help me with that. I miss the days when I could say that my president black. Hey, Charlamagne, I'm about to give your medicine back. I smell your breath through the phone. Where them peppermints at? Let me get it off my chest because my court date Friday. If I don't make it home, I take an L to the white man.
Man, I hope the white man locks you up.
Oh, stop it, Josh. Man, we hope you make
Josh,
it out, Josh.
I ain't even going to lie, Josh. I hope the white man gets you on Friday.
Oh, stop it, Josh. Right. Hopefully you'll be all right, Josh.
All right, man.
Ah, spirits down.
Hey, yo, just cut your ass, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you want to vent or if you feel positive, you want to spread some positivity, you could call us up. All right, when we come back, we got rumors we got to talk about. Usher, is there more girls suing? Keep it locked. We'll tell you all about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, now Usher is being sued again. Now, this is from a lady that said she was exposed to herpes by Usher.
It's the second one?
This is the second one.
Okay.
Now, Usher faces a $10 million lawsuit. Now, she allegedly doesn't have herpes. She's just saying that she was exposed to it. And because she was exposed, she's seeking damages for negligence, battery, and emotional distress.
Is it proven that Usher has herpes, though?
No. It's not.
Well, I don't know if Usher has herpes or not, but I'm not into herpes shaming. I know a lot of our listeners have herpes, mm-hmm. So I don't want to make them feel bad. But if this is true, the ultimate confession Usher could ever make is just admit he has it and become the spokesperson for it. He needs to treat herpes the way Magic treated HIV in the 90s. Own it. Okay, you know how many Usher fans probably have herpes too? You know how many people who have herpes that are looking for a mouthpiece, looking for somebody to stand up for them? Usher can be that guy. He can have his own team, okay? You know, Rihanna got the Navy.
Okay.
Beyonce got the Beehive. Correct. Ciara got the Crickets. Usher can have the Usher Herps, okay? And you spell it U-S-H-E-R-P-E-S.
Ciara has the Crickets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what you got out of all of this. Okay, I'm up here trying to, you know, empower people with herpes, and that's what you got out of this, Ciara's Crickets?
Now, also, Lisa Bloom, if you don't remember who she is, she's Blac Chyna's lawyer. She said a couple of females have come out and want to talk to her about different things, what's happening with Usher, so I guess a bunch of girls is trying to sue, but you can't sue me if I didn't give you herpes. If you're just exposed to it, you don't have it.
And I word up, I don't know who you got herpes from. Don't just blame it on me because you heard I got it. Okay? Don't do that. No. All right? You need to find out who gave it to you first. And Lisa Bloom, you need to relax and make sure your client don't got herpes, okay? Before you start throwing mud at people.
Now, it seems like everything that's been happening to R. Kelly, the whole sex slave accusations and everybody pissed off about what's been going on with him, it seems like it hasn't hurt him one bit. Now, they're saying his tour is selling out crazy. They say tickets are selling out more.
Unbelievable.
And they say his albums are flying off the shelves.
Unbelievable. I swear, whatever R. Kelly got, he need to give Bill Cosby something. Because R. Kelly is Teflon to the BS, all right?
He is doing well. It seems like his shows are selling out. His albums are moving, so.
How do y'all go to these concerts and listen to songs like Seems Like You're Ready? Knowing he talking about a 15, 16-year-old girl. Okay, because grown-ass women are ready. All right, little girls seem like they're ready.
Right.
You know why she seem like she ready? Because she ain't been through puberty yet, you sick pedophile. And y'all support that man 100%. I don't get it.
My goodness. Now, also, congratulations to the ladies who filmed and producers and everybody that was involved with Girls Trip. They came in second with over $30 million this weekend.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for the movie Girls Trip. My man Will Packer, my man Malcolm Lee, Tiffany Haddish. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Tiffany is probably the number one person inspire me right now.
Why is that?
Because just her glow up is incredible. Like, mm-hmm. You know, if you know her backstory and where she came from and how she's been grinding for years and where she is right now.
Yeah, congratulations.
She's about to have her moment. She's, like, very, very inspiring to me right now. Great movie. Went to see it Friday, but I'm telling you right now, the same feelings Lemonade brings out of women, that movie will bring out of women, too. Okay, if you have cheated on your significant other in mm-hmm. the past 5 to 10 years, it's going to reopen all those old wounds. So I just need to give brothers fair warning before they
give
go into
warning
the
before
film.
They go there.
I'm telling you, because I went in there thinking I'm just going to laugh. I'm going to be in there laughing at Tiffany Haddish and laughing at Regina Hall.
Right.
I'm like, for about 3/4 through the movie, I said, if I don't play this right, I'm going to end up in some type of argument
so
that I can't
it?
Win.
How'd you play it?
I just shut up, and I was like, hove on a 444 after every bar, just like, look, I apologize. I'm like, yes, he was wrong. Man, he was wrong. Wasn't he so wrong? I don't know how I ever used to live like that. That was just foul. Like, I don't get it. Like, you just got to take the L.
So you doing that the whole movie?
No, at the end. I just, you know how you riding home, like, oh, that was a good movie, wasn't it? But you know what the next conversation is going to
be.
All right?
Yes,
you know what the next conversation is going to be. Okay, so that's just what it was. You just got to treat that album the way our back was against the wall when Lemonade came out.
Correct.
That's what this Girls Trip movie is doing for guys, too.
So okay.
It's a great movie. It's worth it. But just know that you're going to take that L when you go to see
that
film.
You're going to have that conversation. It's going to be awkward and uncomfortable after.
And you a fool if you try to argue it because we just dumb.
Okay.
All right? That's all it boils down to. Oh, it's bad, man.
All right, so.
I don't want to give it away too much.
Yeah, Charlamagne would say, I guess the proper thing to be like, yeah, I'm sorry, you're right.
That's
yeah.
it. Just say I'm sorry. Just say I'm sorry. Just say you learn from your mistakes. And, you know, this is just another. Usher getting herpes in this movie is just another reason why men should be always faithful.
There you go.
But black men don't cheat.
Okay.
A lot of us ain't cheated since the 444 album came out. And that's the way it's
going. The 444 album just came out 2 weeks
ago.
Hey,
whose side are you on?
All right, I'm on your side. You're right.
Okay?
You're right. All right. Well, that's your rumor report. Now, when we come back, Rick Ross will be joining us, the biggest boss. So we'll kick it with Ross when we come back. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Can we talk about how Rosé got Angela Yee over there just giggling, going full thought mode? Rosé said, show me some legs.
He said, take that off.
Take that off.
Let me see.
She took it right off.
No, he said, why are you covering yourself up? I said, it's freezing in here, so I'm putting my jacket on.
That ain't what you said. That ain't what I heard.
I did say it's freezing in here. I got goosebumps.
I need to see your legs, though.
All right. They right under here.
No, don't act like that now. You just had one out for him.
Don't even try it. I've been sitting here the same way all morning.
Not only that, Ross came in here and somebody picked his own bed for him today.
Oh, man, listen, Ross Ben took luxurious living to another level, okay? I done seen women giving Ross massages for no damn reason.
Did you see that pool party at his house, though?
You feel me?
Rosé be living.
That? I have some friends that actually went to that pool party.
I need you twerking at the next one.
That's never
going to
happen.
I need you twerking. You know what I'm saying? I need you twerking. What's up, baby?
Nah, I'm coming to do some shots with you guys.
I need you twerking at that next pool party.
What's good, Rosé? You got the show coming on, what, VH1?
VH1, man. The world premiere, the 26th, man, 9 p.m. on VH1.
Signed?
Yeah, signed, man. This is most definitely different than anything else, and that's why I was down with it. Shout out to The Dream, Lenny S.
Yep.
You know, everything that an artist would need to take it to that next level, you know, go all the way to that top floor. You know, we most definitely got it for him. And, you know, shout out to VH1. They gathered some of the best artists, male and female, you know, from the U.S., and that's what they did. That's what make this unique is that the artists that we rock with, the artists we sign, we putting our own bread up for. This something we really believe in. You know what I'm saying? This ain't just something we doing for the episode check or whatever that. You know what I mean?
So when they signed the Maybach Music.
Yeah, they most definitely, whoever we sign, you most definitely got an opportunity to sign the Maybach Music, Radio Killer Records, or Rock Nation.
Wow.
Oh, you get to pick with three?
Right.
Oh, that's dope.
Some hard decisions to
make. Right. So if you, let's say if The Dream want to sign a rapper, I'm going to make sure I give him everything he need, and Lenny S. going to make sure he dot all the I's and cross all the T's. You know what I'm saying?
Is it hard to break artists nowadays, man? Because it seems like they either break or they don't. Like, I don't know if it's a science behind it no more.
You know, I'm not going to say it's hard. It's either, you either got something that's hot everybody want or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you're a youngster and you're giving the streets what they want, you're giving the youngsters what they want, you know what I'm saying? Everybody streaming your records or, you know, everybody playing your records, whatever it is, if you're giving them something they want.
You've done it. Not too many people have done it in the last couple of years. You've done it with Meek. You've done it with Wale.
Right.
You've done it with a couple of artists, and I know it's been difficult.
Right. I'm most definitely the Black Barry Gordy, you know what I'm saying? So so when we tell them we want to rock, you know we mean this. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just make music for a little advance. Because I spend that in a week. That ain't nothing. I want to make history. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this is about. Longevity, history. They gave us some great talent to really go through. You know what I'm saying? And we really had some, you know, tough decisions to make. But, you know, we made some, and it's dope.
I see Omarion complaining a little bit about his label situation.
I mean, you know, Omarion, you know, I just feel it's one of those situations where he just going to go back in the lab and really give them something that they really want.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Just really give them something. I understand. I know what it is. But you got to give them something the streets demand.
Gotcha.
And you'll have it overnight.
It's hard with R&B, though, right?
You know, it's you know, most definitely me speaking for R&B, it's going to be a little more difficult. But I just feel like once everything come together, let's say for artists like Omarion, who is an incredible dancer, and singer, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Once you bring that 360 all the way around, nobody ain't going to, you know, deny that. Like his last single that went damn near double platinum.
You think
all
people counted you out after this last album, before this album? You think people counted you out a little bit?
I feel like in the rap game, they count you out after you put out every album.
I think you even more. Like, this album was more than just another album. This was like a staple. Like,
And you know what? I love that, too. You know what I'm saying? If that was the situation, I love that because me being a boss, that means, you know what I'm saying, when I chill or when I sit down, that's going to be when I get ready to or when the streets, you know, make me feel like they don't need nothing else from me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but people say that, but I'm like, did y'all hear Black Dollar? Like, you know what I'm saying? Did you hear Black Market? Like,
this album is different, though.
Did they hit you up from Def Jam? Like, man, now you're not on Def Jam no more. You know, went to another label and you gave them that.
Yeah, you know, Def Jam, you know, they took an L, but, you know, they'll get over it. You know what I'm saying?
No, because I even think Def Jam was like, because Epic gave you a lot of bread, and I think Def Jam was even like, it's not worth it. And then that album came out, and it was like, whoa, it is.
You know, I'm going to keep it real. I felt like L.A. Reid was somebody I did business with, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z and L.A. Reid for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just keep it 1,000 every time I came and sat down and presented, you know, something to L.A. Reid, we always came to an agreement. So we've always been successful. You know what I'm saying? I still support him to this day right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hov. It's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Those the two that gave me my first seven figures. You know what I'm saying? And plus a lot of game, which was really priceless. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, it was just one of those things, man. So if they anybody did count me out, you made a bad choice because Ricky Rose still got a lot of shit to talk. We still got a lot of paper to get, and I see a lot of different things going on that I feel like only me going to be able to give you that game from that perspective. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just keeping it real. And it's a lot of fly youngsters. I support all the youngsters. You know what I'm saying? When I'm vibing, when I'm drinking, when I'm partying, whoever come on, if it's dope, I'm with it. I don't care if it's Lil Yachty. I don't care if it's, you know what I'm saying, if it's Dirk. I don't care where it's coming from, where you from, what coast, it don't matter. Long as it's dope music that you making, Ricky Rose gonna support it.
All right, we got more with Ross when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Rick Ross is in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
I feel like you've gotten to that point where people take you for granted. Because you've been around so long and you've been consistent for so long and people just expect it. Like, oh, okay, yeah, that's a dope Ross record, but, you know, all right, I heard that before.
It's like that sometimes. So I just look at it like, yo, my job is to stay on my A game and to continue bring fly shit to the game, new business to the table, you know what I'm saying? And just make sure the youngsters know this how we do it. You know, so when you come, it's all about longevity. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You make incredible music, but also let's become businessmen at the same time. You know, that's something that we all got to do. I feel like, you know, I'm a cool example for that. But let me see your legs.
Now, back to the show, Sign.
Let me get some rum, Sneak.
What kind of artist is MMG looking for? Like, when you were doing this show, if you had to say, this is what MMG needs, what would that be?
You know, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, when I'm looking for an artist, I'm really just looking for something I never seen, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. If it's something that's unique, I feel that's, you know, that's something that's in demand. After that, I want to see that hunger.
What about a female rapper? I always felt like, I know you dibbled and dabbled with different artists, that other female rappers, but, you know.
You know, I never did it because I always thought like I would end up f***ing the female rapper and the business up here. I'm so focused on my business. I gotta be honest with you. You know, she looking good. I'm spending so much money on her photo shoots. I gotta
couple times. If you got like a young 17-year-old female that you were like, okay, she's gonna be the next thing, and you groom her from a young age, I'm sure you would look at her like that's, you know, like my little protege.
Most definitely, if she was a youngster that I felt was, you know, bringing something to the table that dope, you know what I'm saying? Just like it's a young female artist that I watched her whole life in the same position was Brianna.
Brianna. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In Brianna. Miami, yeah. So shout out to Brianna.
Yeah,
you know
so
what I'm saying?
That's not necessarily true. You could do it.
No, meaning, you know, that's most definitely, you know, that's special, you know, R.P. G12, her uncle, that's my family. So she family to me. So most definitely.
But you watched her grow up, though.
Yeah. I watched her. I was just talking about, like,
in
if,
general.
You know, if I signed you or something, I would have to.
Oh,
yeah.
All
right. You had to get it.
You write for females, though?
Yeah, I done did that, you know, early on, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You wrote for a lot of women, like you and Trina are really close, and y'all don't have a relationship like that.
Right,
man. She's very sexy.
She's very sexy.
And you
sexy.
Never tried.
Nah, she, you know. No. She most definitely somebody I would love to have, you know, vibe with on that level. But, you know, she had, you know, a situation with somebody that was a big homie in my city. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my big time homies, one of the big homies, you know, that show. Shout out to Red, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my dogs, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just that, you know, one of those dudes. If you you rock with one of my homies, you know, cool. I'ma spare you. You know what I'm saying?
I'ma spare you.
I'ma spare you. But other than that, even, you know, that go for Trina. So, you know, I was able to just, you know, focus on the music and the records. And, you know, that was dope.
Now, I realized how much of a star you was the other day when you clapped back at a fan. Because a fan said something about you eating at Wingstop. And it became a headline. It was like the fan was trying to body shame you, is what they said. I'm serious. I read the headline right here. It says Rick Ross puts fan to shame.
I tried to body shame. You know, I was once again representing for what I love, what I love to eat. I love lemon pepper wings. And it's like, you know, I said something about lemon pepper wings, and then you go telling me, like, yo.
Thought you was working out.
You're on a diet. You can't eat that. Who are you, man? What's going on? Mind your business, man. What's going on?
All the things. Why did that irritate you?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo.
Out of all the things that people shoot at you, that irritated you.
Yo, and it was like 2 days later, they was like, yo, you know, that got a lot of... I was like, did it? I was like, yo, I hope he learned his lesson. Mind your business. I'm a grown man. I'm reading it.
This is the Metro in the UK. It is a headline over there. Rick Ross puts fan to shame who tried to body shame him over eating chicken wings.
Yo, I'm going to keep it real, man. Mind your business when you come to that wing stop, man.
How many wing stops do you own? And Checkers and Rallies?
Honestly, I don't know how
many. That's what I admire the most about you. Not even the music, the business side.
I don't know how many wing stops at this point. You know, I got a great team. Shout out to my sister, my mother. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the whole Boss Wing staff, you know. I'm not sure.
Now, people would say because you're such on a workout schedule, on a workout regimen, and on the way that you eat is a lot better. You lost a lot of weight.
Right.
Would you invest in something even healthier sometimes? Because you got to have that balance.
I mean, you never know. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't count it out. You know what I'm saying? But anytime my chef cooking something healthy for me, anytime, you know, I complain a little bit, but I most definitely gotta eat it. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't just me eating healthy because I wanted to. It's because it was the health conditions, you know, I fell into. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if you're somebody who's been healthy your entire life and you look up and you have a seizure, and when you sit down with your doctors, they tell you, yo, you got to tighten up a little bit. You got to stop these couple things, and, you know, you got to respect that.
And it's worked because you haven't had a seizure in a long time, correct?
I ain't going to say that, but, you know, I'm most definitely, you know, holding it down. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. All right, we got more with Ross when we come back. Let's get into a Ross mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Rick Ross mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Rick Ross is in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
What was the aftermath to the Idols Become Rivals record, man? Mm-hmm. Like, what did that do to the stuff that we didn't see? Was any phone calls made? Like, between
anybody
you and Birdman?
Anybody with any action?
Nah, I didn't get any phone calls. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I just feel everybody absorb it for really what it was. It wasn't a diss record. It was just really, you know, me saying, you know, all us being on the same page, coming from the same place. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's our obligation being bosses to make sure certain things happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And Weezy is most definitely somebody that we got to make sure we take care of, and that's in the culture. And, you know, from this point on, I feel like everybody, you know, me and Weezy spoke about it.
He tweeted about it.
Yeah, he most definitely, you know, one of the greatest to ever do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just hope everything fall together. You know what I'm saying? And,
have y'all ran into each other? Because I know I think at one time at Lib, I think y'all were in the same building. Have y'all seen each other? Or?
I really haven't seen him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I really haven't seen him. And, you know, it's probably best.
He replied. He addressed. He just said he's not going to address. What do you say, sucker shit or something like that? Something to that effect. Mm-hmm.
It's time to spin the bag, though. For a response. You know what I'm saying? Take care of the team. Take care of the family. You know what I'm saying? And me being in the situation I'm in, you know, to me, that's the biggest obligation. You know what I mean? Being responsible for your little homies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me being somebody that took over 10 years to get on, I know what that means. You know what I mean? So I respect that. Shout out to Meek Mill, his album dropping. For example, when he say wins and losses, you know, when he say losses, I'm thinking about when I went to visit him when he was locked up. You know what I'm saying? Had on the yellow Balenciagas with the orange jump on, but was losing $1 million a month. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, when we had conversations about him, you know, losing his father, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Being gunned down in the streets. To me, that's losses. You know what I'm saying? I want to see homie win. Mm-hmm. I want to see my little bro shine.
We just ran into Meek Mill, me and Envy.
Yeah, he's in a happy place. Meek is in a happy place. He seemed like he was doing good. I never seen him smile so much. I was happy.
I feel like we need his music out right now. Like, you know,
I feel like the streets do too, because Meek speak for, you know,
that young street perspective.
The young street perspective. He most definitely speak for the have-nots. You know what I'm saying? The ones that just dreamed of having the dirt bike. And now he in a different position, but he most definitely still, many times I text him and called him like, yo, get off that fucking dirt bike.
Why, you think you scared something going to happen? Or?
Wow, are you serious? And doing a wheelie? let your homies do that. But, you know, I have no say-so in that. And homie, you know, he going to do what he love. And, you know, really, at the end of the day, that's what you got to love about him.
As a mogul, if you was in a situation where you owed a Wale or Meek money, Would you let it get to a public thing where everybody knew, or you'd cut the check?
I mean, if I was in a position where I had it, I feel like anybody that I owe. You know what I mean? It's just like the homie on Game of Thrones. What'd he say?
We don't watch that.
I watch it.
Yeah, you already know. You know, when you watch Game of Thrones, what'd he say? We pay all our debts. You know what I'm saying?
We pay all our debts.
And you know what I mean? You know, you got to respect that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If I came to the table and asked for some business and you brought it to the table, you delivered, I'm going to deliver.
The Tiger was here. Tiger said,
a lot to get yourself in debt.
Yeah, Tiger said Birdman owe him 12 and charged 12 15, him.
Minimum 12, he said.
And charged him an M to get off the label.
You know, when I hear that, man, it's just Birdman lucky Renzel. He ain't had to go through that with Renzel. It would have been a little different. I couldn't respect that just on some. Some all the way. That ain't right. I ain't in the game for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I love music that much. I want to make some incredible music. Of course, I want to profit on it, but I want to make some incredible music. Mm-hmm. That's first and foremost. So when, you know, Wale, you know, released Shine, when Meek releasing these records, you know, it's more about let's make history. It's just like Omarion, you know, when he, you know, Poster B went damn near double platinum.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, let's do that. Let's bring that to the table. And when we do, everybody going to be happy. Trust me. You know what I mean?
Have you seen Nicki at all? Because I know on the album you said I warned Meek about Nicki, and I know you and Nicki did records with each other. Have you seen her at all?
No, I didn't.
I spoke to her?
I didn't. And, those, you know, that wasn't a diss personally to Nicki, but that's just how, you know, I would move. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep my eye on them.
Do people warn you about women you date?
Not really, because I think people who really know me know Rosé, you know,
just
have a good time.
Yeah.
but what I gotta do, what I gotta say in respect of the women is that I always show love and I always make sure they good.
Right.
You dig? So you always gonna end up better than you was before. You rock with me. You know what I'm saying?
How would you upgrade Angela Yee's life?
Shut up.
Let me see your legs again.
I'm doing pretty good.
No, you are. You are.
I'm doing pretty good. I don't really need a man to come and upgrade my life.
You are, but
thank you, Charlamagne.
This is Rosé, though. You know
I've been doing my investments, you know, myself. I feel good about it.
Rosé rubbing that in. You know what I mean?
But hey, if you have some connections, I always
But you know what?
Uh-oh.
That's what the game all about.
Right.
Connections.
If I feel like if I hit up Rick Ross and I was like, yo, I know you know this person, could you plug me? He's not going to tell me no, because he'll look at me and be like, I know Angela since, you know, she first started in the business, and I know
but
she's
that's what hard. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. If it's somebody that's in my phone that's not with that type of business, I delete you. That's cool. Right. Move on. God bless you. Go do whatever you do. But when you come to Ricky Rosé, this is the intersection of winning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you doing something I don't do, I might look at your hair. You know what? You need that rich hair care. I'm finna send you that
kit. I have some of that rich hair care.
Okay. You used it this morning.
Serum.
I see what you said. You know what I'm saying? I see what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? But if you're not a person that's with that, just go do what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to keep you around.
Well, July 26th, signed on VH1. Make sure you check it
9
out.
9 p.m., yo, we got a dope show, signed.
And all female artists on the show. just know that if Ross wants to sign you, you know what you got to do.
You know
okay?
what? And what's funny is a female that's on the show. That,
she bad?
Yo, she was actually really cool. You know what I'm saying? And thick at the same time.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
I just, I was rocking with her a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Man. It's Rick Ross. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Cardi B.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, this just in, Cardi B released a statement over the weekend and says, if you see her out in the street, you cannot hug her anymore.
I'll hug you when I want, Cardi B.
She said you cannot hug her because when she hugged somebody over the weekend, it smelled kind of funny. Let's go to the audio.
Somebody gave me a hug today, and now, this stink right here. I'm not allowed to hug me all summer 17. Oh, my God. And I'm tired because, I'm tired. Like, but now I'm forced to take a shower. Oh, my God, like it stinks, but I can't stop smelling it, son. Ooh, it smells like, it's more like a gyro. Oh, my God.
It's the truth, though. No reason for a grown-ass adult to smell like a bag of Funyuns, okay? Deodorant is the basics, baby.
She said somebody hugged her, and then when she walked away, she smelled her shoulder, and it smelled like a gyro.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Cardi B. I was watching Insecure last night, and I heard Cardi B's looking like I caught a lick on Insecure HBO.
Dope.
Is Cardi B the hottest rapper in New York right now? I would absolutely say so. Come on, stop thinking about it too hard.
Nah, French got a big record. Unforgettable is a huge record. Top three record.
French popping, but I think Cardi is just the biggest artist from New York right now.
It's one of are you taking Jay-Z out?
Yes, we don't count Jay-Z. I'm not, come on, man. Don't do that. No, I haven't talked to him calling Cardi B and you mentioned Jay-Z.
I'm just making sure you said New York. Cardi B has the biggest record in the club right now. Yes.
And I think she's the biggest personality,
yes.
rapper-wise, from New York City right now.
Yes.
Why it took you so long to come?
I had to think about it. I just can't just jump out and say it. I had to think about who else got records out. But yes.
Cardi Bizzle.
Cardi B.
Bardi B. Drop on the Clues Bomb for Bardi B again, damn it. I've been praying for Cardi B since 2014.
It's working. Continue to do it.
I am.
Shout out to Cardi B. Shout out to Shaft and the whole team. Now, Tiger was on the Breakfast Club, and we talked about Birdman owing him money, and this is what he had to say.
Are you suing Birdman in Cash Money to get that money that they owe you, or are you just letting it go?
Right now, I'm just like, I'm in a position to where it's like, I just want Wayne to get what he's owed. I don't want to throw nothing more on that situation. I want to see Wayne like kind of like prosper with that, and then
you're worried
I can
about.
Go see.
Somebody told me you strong-armed your way out of Cash Money. Like, kind of had like...
I had to pay to get out. To get out.
You paid to get out?
Now, mind you, I'm owed like at least 12, 15
12 million?
They owe me, bro.
Well, allegedly Birdman responded, and he says that statement is complete BS. They said Tiger's actually the one who walked away, still owing the label an album. We're told the label had no problem releasing him because his sales were so sluggish.
I've never heard Birdman ever respond to owing anybody any money.
But this one, right?
Yeah. He must really not owe Tiger.
That's why I said allegedly.
He must really not owe Tiger for him to come out and release a statement about it.
Now, lastly, Meek Mill on an interview talked about Dream Chasers and his influence. This is what he had to say.
It became like a trend for people to try to, like, take everything from you, but you can't. This is what we offer to the game. I don't think you know. When you see people rolling their skellies up, when you see people with the diamond chains, everybody's wearing Cuban links. When you see people in Miami on the yachts now and Instagram, that comes from the influence of Meek Mill, the Dream Chasers.
What?
Because they believe us.
Well, Trick Daddy heard that.
Whoa. First of all,
I didn't like it.
People been wearing Cuban links forever. Raekwon had an album called Only Built for Cuban links. If anything, I would say 2 Chainz maybe bought the Cuban links back a couple years ago when he was rocking 2 of them at the same time.
Well, he was saying he doesn't wear Cuban links anymore. He's wearing the diamond chains, and now people are starting to wear diamond chains again. They're saying, that's what he's saying, that people follow whatever he does.
Now, listen, I've been watching hip-hop since the 90s. I've been seeing these platinum and diamond chains. Am I missing something?
No.
The yachts? You ever seen the Big Pimpin' video?
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing some Uncle Luke in Miami? And as far as like putting yachts and jet skis and all kind of stuff in the video, am I missing something here? What am I missing?
I don't know. Well, Trick Daddy was pissed off, and this is what Trick Daddy had to say.
Miami niggas are not followers. Not mini-me's and me-toos.
We trendsetters. We cocaine selling, machine gun rooting, tooting, shooting, fool ass niggas. And don't use my city or my niggas for character references. I would not accept it. I will get out of character. Dirt bikes, Cuban links, and yachts. We cocaine cowboys. Ever since you lost your girl, you've been tripping. As a matter of fact, your visa has expired. And you owe me and my city an apology.
Well, you know, I always say you can't tell somebody how to react to something. Because, you know, you might push somebody and then somebody may pull out a gun and shoot you for pushing them.
Right.
You can't say the person overreacted.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't say Trick overreacted.
All right.
Even though he did overreact.
He did overreact just a little bit.
I don't think it was that serious.
No, Trick right. overreacted. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. All right. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, before after the hour, we need to have a talk about morality. Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think people are too desensitized to certain things. I got two examples of that desensitization. Is that even a word? I don't know, but I feel like I executed it properly.
Okay,
so we'll talk
good.
About it for after the hour.
Okay, Donkey the Day is up next. Keep it locked in. And after that, shoot your shot. All right, now, if there's somebody in the workplace you want to holler at or somebody you feel and you want to shoot your shot, you want the chance to maybe holler at them and have some help from me and Charlamagne, well, you can do that today. Get on the phone lines, 800-585-1051. Donkey the Day's up next, and then after that, it's shoot your shot. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey! Happy Monday. Donkey of the Day for Monday, July 24th is a double donkey, and it's a lesson in humanity. Our phones are smarter than us now, and the reason our phones are smarter than us because a lot of people have submitted their will to their phone, same way the phone isn't able to process certain human emotions. Human beings are so tied to their phones that they have forgotten how to have human emotions like empathy, sympathy, compassion. One thing I will never understand is when it's an emergency, instead of people calling for help, they pull out their phones to record said emergency. Makes no sense to me. And these two stories I'm about to tell you reinforce exactly what I'm telling you. Now, Uncle Charlotte tells you the same thing every other day. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, okay? And last week, five teenagers in Florida filmed and clowned a disabled man named Jamal Dunn as he drowned in Florida. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to CNN for the report, please.
Get out the water, you gonna die.
A blatant disregard for human life.
We not finna help your ass.
A group of Florida teens taunt a drowning man while filming his final moments from afar.
Ain't nobody finna help you, you dumb shouldn't have got in there.
In the two-minute-long video clip, the five teen boys between the ages of 14 and 16 can be heard laughing as the man struggles to stay afloat in a pond in Cocoa, Florida. Rather than call for help, the teens recorded the incident on cell phone, chuckling while they watched the man die. They say this when the man goes underwater and doesn't resurface.
He just died.
Holy
The state of Florida currently does not have a law where a citizen is obligated to render aid for anyone in distress or call for help. Police say the victim, 31-year-old Jamal Dunn, got into an argument with his mom and possibly his fiance the afternoon of July 9th. 10 minutes after the fight was over, police say Dunn scaled a fence surrounding a pond near his family's home and walked into the water. His family reported him missing 3 days later. The teens stayed quiet about what they saw, so police didn't know where to look. Dunn's body wasn't discovered until 5 days after his death.
Mm-mm-mm. Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Florida. Mm-mm-mm. Now, what's disturbing about this situation is, number one, like the guy said, these kids never called 911. And number two, his body wasn't discovered until 5 days later. The reason it wasn't discovered until 5 days later, because like the guy said, the kids remained quiet. But they didn't really remain quiet because they posted it on social media. That's when police were notified about the video when a family friend of Jamal Dunn saw the video on social media. What's the point of staying quiet if you're going to post it on social media? Now, we're doubling up on donkeys this morning because an 18-year-old woman in California is in jail, accused of DUI after she crashed in her 14-year-old sister. Well, no, she's in jail, and she got accused of a DUI, but she also got accused of vehicular manslaughter after she crashed and her 14-year-old sister, who was riding with her, died. Now, this young lady was under the influence, and she was on IG Live when the crash occurred, just singing along, not paying attention to the road. And after the crash happened, do you think she called 911? Nope, she stayed on IG Live. I really can't make this stuff up. Let's go to KFSN TV ABC for the report, please.
An 18-year-old Stockton woman is in jail tonight, accused of causing a crash that killed her own sister. Family members say Abdulia Sanchez was on Instagram Live before, during, and after the crash.
An 18-year-old woman driving while live on Instagram. The horrifying moments leading up to a crash. The CHP says two 14-year-old girls were in the back seat, not wearing seatbelts. The CHP says Abdulia Sanchez was under the influence when she rolled her car over into a barbed wire fence and then a field. The Merced County Sheriff says 14-year-old Jacqueline Sanchez was killed in the crash. The video then shows Sanchez outside the car after the crash.
I killed my sister, okay? I know I'm going to jail tonight, all right? I understand that. This is the last thing I wanted to happen, okay?
Abdulia Sanchez is now in the Merced County Jail for charges of vehicular manslaughter while driving under the influence and DUI.
What the hell are you going to hold down?
This is disgusting,
man. What does she mean she going to hold it down? It saddens me that kids are this desensitized. It's one of the reasons I don't watch any of these videos when I see the headlines, woman IG lives dead sister. I don't want to see that. You know why? Because that goes against my morality. I don't want to see someone die because it's going to make me sad that the person is dying. And it's going to make me even sadder that we have a generation of kids who don't seem to know right from wrong, good from evil, or God from Satan. Okay? Kids who have a blatant disregard for human life. It's a writer from Canada named Charles DeLinton. He once wrote, I don't want to live in the kind of world where we don't look out for each other. Not just the people that are close to us, but anybody who needs a helping hand. I can't change the way anybody else thinks or what they choose to do, but I can do my bit. You don't have to run in the water to get the dude, unless you can swim, but the least you can do is call 911. That's what doing your bit is, okay? Abdulia Sanchez, the least you could do after you have been in the crash is call 911. Like, what do we care about more, human life or the interaction and attention we receive via social media? Well, those kids in Florida won't have any charges pressed against them yet, but they will know if charges are pressed against them in the next few weeks. And Abdulia Sanchez was charged with vehicular manslaughter while under the influence of some type of drug or alcohol, but she's going to hold it down. And I wondered, does she think her followers are going to hold it down for her? Do you think your followers are going to bail you out? Do you think those likes you're receiving can pay for a lawyer? Do you think a judge would be lenient on you based off the number of people who shared that video? Let me answer that for you. Hell no! Give those five teens in Florida and Abdulia Sanchez the biggest hee-haw, please.
I don't understand. When I seen that video, I'm like, you see the guy drowning and you're laughing and joking?
Mm-mm.
Like, who's raising these kids? Like, it can't...
The internet is raising them. You've seen American Gods, okay? The internet is raising them. Internet boy is raising them. That's who's raising them, okay? That's what they worship.
This is just disgusting. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, you want to holler at a coworker? It's time for Shoot Your Shot. 800-585-1051. You want to shoot your shot with a coworker, a friend, somebody that you know? Will do it. When we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Are you ready? It's time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with The Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
Yep. It's time for Shoot Your Shot. We got Mike on the line. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning.
Now, you want to shoot your shot. I'm kind of confused. Who are you shooting your shot with?
Kenya.
Who's Kenya?
She's my wife.
How are you shooting your shot with your wife? Like, you should be shooting that shot all day long. Like, I shot my shot this morning with my wife.
That's kind of sexy, though. That's kind of sexy, especially if you always got to treat your wife like she's just a girl that you're constantly trying to court.
Well, it's a complicated story, man. I've been with my wife for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, right now, she cheated on me. She left me for someone.
Oh.
Whoa. Your wife left you for somebody, and now you going to call the radio and try to get her back?
Well, see what it is? I work hard. I work 24/7 just to provide for my family. And she felt that the love wasn't there, and she went and cheated on me. She met this guy in the club, and she slept with him. And I've been apart for her for a few months. I just want her back.
No, man, victim blaming. You didn't cause her to sleep with that man. You out here working hard, trying to provide for your family as a man should, and she should have been holding it down.
Were you still being there for her? Were you still giving her the D?
Don't give that woman an out.
I gave her everything.
He about to cry.
Boy, if you cry, I will come through this radio and slap fire at you. You better man up on this damn radio.
You gave her everything. Did you give her love and emotion? The money is always good, but did you give her that love and emotion and that conversation that she needs, mental?
I couldn't give her all of that because I'm working to provide for my family, provide for my kids to be in school.
That don't give her permission to cheat.
It definitely does not give her permission to cheat. You got to stop blaming yourself. If she wanted to get out, she could have just said she wanted out. She shouldn't have cheated.
Exactly. Did y'all have that conversation? Did she tell you that she
didn't? She's been blaming it on me, saying I'm the one that let her.
Oh, my God.
Stop. He's about to cry.
It's not your fault, bro.
It's not your fault, bro. You be strong, man. You might not have been all there, but she shouldn't have cheated, bro.
Now, what you going to call her and say?
I just want my wife back. I just want my wife back.
Oh, my God!
Stop, man. He wants his wife
back. Your wife is another man's smut at this moment.
Stop, man. That's
like,
his wife.
She left you for another man. She cheated on you.
She's trying to work it out, man.
God. I can't believe
it. Mike, when we come back, we're going to call her on the line. You know, you be strong. You tell her how you feel, and you just don't cry. Just be strong, because it's not your fault.
It's definitely not his fault. I don't even know why you're calling her. I'll move on. I'll be in the gym right now and getting my weight up and going to find me something else.
No, this is his wife. You know, when we come back, we're going to call Kenya. Mike, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, hold on. Yo, man, be nice, man.
This is crazy. I'm hurt.
Yeah, but just be nice, man. You don't want to hurt the guy. He's crying. All right. When we come back, we're going to call Kenya. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. Mike is trying to shoot his shot with his wife, Kenya. All right, Mike, it's all up to you.
Hello?
Hey, Kenya.
Mike, how are you?
First of all, how are you doing?
I don't know. I'm a bit emotional. Part of me is really angry. Part of me is a little scared. It's just a lot.
Kenya, I want you back. Please don't go through with this divorce. I love you. I want my kids. I want my family.
Now you cry, right? Now you cry. What about all those nights you coming home late? You never called. You never text. I mean, like, you could have just checked in, you know? You miss me. You miss your kids.
Kenya, I'm working to provide for us a future. I haven't cheated. I haven't done anything outside of our marriage with a husband. I miss you.
Hello, Kenya. Good morning. Good morning, Kenya.
Charlamagne from the Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God here. How are you this morning, Kenya?
You didn't have to cheat on him, Kenya.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what to say right now.
Kenya,
very
Kenya, you're blaming him, and you could have spoke to him. You could have said, hey, this is not working. Kenya, let's do this. You didn't just have to just cheat on him, Kenya.
Kenya, you cheated on Mike, Kenya.
You
cheated on Mike.
Him.
So
I blame
you.
I blame him for.
No, don't blame him because your vagina opened up and let another man's penis inside of it. That's not right.
That's his fault.
How is that his fault?
He should have loved me. Kenya, he did not love me the way he should have.
He was providing for his family. And yes, he didn't come home. He made some mistakes, but not enough where you just going to leave, cheat on him, and divorce him.
You could have broke up with him, divorced him, then go have your way with other penises. You cheated.
You know what?
You are in breach of his marriage.
How did I know he wasn't cheating on me with his boss?
Oh, now you want to hypothetically have him having sex with his boss now.
I mean, listen. You don't know what's going on. Yeah, he got a great promotion at work and all of that, but all you do is call.
Kenya, you're wrong. Kenya, you are wrong.
It's all his fault.
Kenya, you are wrong.
Say something, Mike. Say something.
You're wrong, Kenya. Mike, you need to man up, Mike, and stop acting like this. She is wrong.
Speak up, Mike.
I am not wrong. This is his fault.
You wrong is 2 + 2 = 5. What? Stop it.
Whatever.
It's 4. But Mike,
that's why
speak
it's wrong, dumbass.
Cheek, Kenya. I came home every night.
2 + 2.
I'm glad you guys think this is funny. It's not.
It's not funny. Nothing funny about women cheating.
Mike, speak up.
Black men ain't cheated since the 4-4 and you out here being dirty.
Mike, talk.
Mike, go ahead.
I just want my family back.
Oh, my God, Mike.
Can you?
You should have thought about that. And all the times I felt so lonely. You did not call. You never come home for dinner.
Well, can you?
I mean, you spent all the time at work.
He wants to change that.
That wasn't fair to me. It wasn't fair to the family.
He doesn't want to lose his family.
You know what?
To change that.
You want to talk about being fair. It wasn't fair for you to cheat on that man.
So, Kenya, are you going to give him another shot? And don't file for divorce. Just give him another shot. Y'all speak it. Talk it out. And see if y'all can
Mike,
move on.
Mike, give me one reason why I should take you back.
Because you cheated.
Let Mike talk.
That's why.
Let Mike talk.
Because you're my children's mother. Mike, I've been with you since I was 18.
Mike, stop it, Mike. Mike, man, please, Mike, I want to slap fire at you so bad with my backhand, Mike.
Stop,
I swear.
Let him go.
I just want to take my left knuckle and rub it deep into your temple, Mike, and say, if you don't stop this stupid.
So, Kenya, y'all been together since 8 years old. You are his child's mom. Will you give him an opportunity, a chance?
I really, really wanted a divorce. I mean, this is what, you know, everything within me told me this is what's happening. I mean, all I can say is I'll think about it.
No. You got to give him a shot. What would Beyonce do?
Write an album about it. But guess what? Beyonce wouldn't be in this situation because Beyonce didn't cheat. The man did. Okay? But in this situation, you Jay-Z. So you need to make a 444 album. I ain't heard you say I apologize yet, Kenya.
I don't apologize. I don't. It's his fault.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what it is.
Mike, this ain't going
to
work, Mike.
He needs to learn how to treat me better.
No, you need to take her to court, Mike.
Stop.
Divorce. Irreconcilable differences.
I'm still a man at the end of the day. I just want to tell you I love you.
You ain't no man, Mike.
Stop,
I'm going to tell you that right now.
So, Kenya, will you give him a shot?
You got to do better, Mike. You got to do better than this.
All right, well, let
me ask you a question. Kenya, is you white?
With the name Kenya?
Excuse me?
Are you white?
With the name Kenya?
No, I'm just asking.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. I'm just asking. You white?
Oh, God.
Huh?
No, I'm not white.
Oh, okay. Just asking.
Well, Kenya, can you give him a shot? Give
God,
him a
what is it?
Can y'all just talk it out after this? Maybe call each other, have some lunch, and talk it out? Is that possible?
Mike, I want to take a
hot
lighter.
Yeah, if he has time, if he's not working late. Sure. Give me a call and we'll figure it out.
Oh,
no,
Kenya, man.
Not give him a call and figure it out. This weekend, this Friday, y'all go out to dinner and y'all talk it out. Is that cool?
I hope you lose all your edges, Kenya.
I guess so.
All right, Mike.
I hope you lose all your edges.
Mike, are you free this Friday? Please say yes. Please say you're not working.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. All right. Well, good luck, guys.
You better than me, Mike. I want to take a hot lighter and put it on the back of your neck.
Please keep us informed of everything that's going on, all right?
Whatever. You don't know what I've been through.
All right, Kenya.
I know you ain't going to have no edges in a couple years.
Thank you for trying, Kenya.
God ain't going to let your edges stay flourishing.
Stop. Kenya, thank you for trying.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, good luck, guys. I've
never heard nothing like this in my life.
Come on, man.
A man get cheated on, and she blaming him?
But you're not helping.
You made me cheat?
He wants to go back.
Can you imagine if a man used that excuse? Imagine if I told my wife, you made me cheat.
Yeah, that wouldn't go over.
It'd probably lock me away in a mental institution.
Probably.
Like, something wrong with Charlamagne. Well, Charlamagne suffering from mental illness.
Goodness gracious. That Shoot Your Shot. Rumors up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is why there's a Lawrence Hive now. All these faithful men out here just getting destroyed and getting done dirty by these cheating ass, no good women.
Let's play something for him. Shout out to my brother Tyrese. Turn it up a little bit.
You playing the wrong person.
He wants her to stay.
Lord, Tyrese ain't helping nothing in this situation.
Turn it up a little bit.
No one ever said it'd be easy.
Oh, God.
Baby. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Mike out here providing for his family, and this woman out here just cheating on him, telling him it's his fault she cheated, and he believing it.
Well, we got a conversation for him. At least we could have a conversation this week.
This is why Lawrence Hive exists right now. For all the good men out here getting done dirty by no good women, Mike should feel relieved. He should be happy. His ex-wife not even trying to make lemonade. She just out here with pure prune juice.
Oh,
disgusting.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Usher.
This is the Rumor Report. With Angela Yee. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, now Usher is being sued by another woman for $10 million because she's saying that the singer exposed her to herpes. Now, she's saying she actually doesn't have herpes, but she's seeking damages for negligence, battery, and emotional distress.
Does Usher really have herpes? Where is this coming from? Has this been proven? Is this a thing? Has somebody seen his genital outbreaks?
No, nobody has seen his outbreaks yet, but The attorney that actually works for Black China, Lisa Bloom, she's saying a bunch of girls are calling her up and she's going to take a lot of those cases. So a lot of people are trying to sue Usher. But my thing is, how do you sue somebody for not actually getting herpes, for just being exposed to it?
Exposing me to it.
That just seems a little crazy.
Listen, I'm not into herpes shaming. I know a lot of our listeners have herpes. Drop on the clues bomb for all listeners who have herpes. I think if Usher does have herpes, he should just own it. You know what I'm saying? You know how many Usher fans probably got herpes, or how many people out there who got herpes who looking for a mouthpiece? He can treat herpes the way Magic treated HIV in the 90s. He can own it. Rihanna got the Navy. Beyonce got the Hive. Ciara got the Crickets. Usher can have the Usher herpes. And you can spell it U-S-H-E-R-P-E-S. Usher herpes.
He said Ciara has the Crickets?
She definitely got the Crickets.
Okay.
That's all you got from that. I'm sitting here talking about herpes, and you talking about Crickets.
You just said Crickets. Never mind. All right, well, R. Kelly, we'll stay in that lane. R. Kelly, you know, he has allegedly the sex slave co-accusations. Now, you're probably wondering, are people still going to his tour? Are still people buying his album? Well, yes, they are. His album sales are shooting up, and his tours are selling out.
Yeah, I do realize y'all normalizing R. Kelly's behavior, and y'all have been normalizing R. Kelly's behavior for the past 15-plus years by doing things like this, right? By continuing to go to his shows, by continuing to buy his music, you're normalizing his sick, predator, pedophile type behavior.
Yeah.
You do realize that, right?
People are still supporting him. And also, Girls Trip, you got to congratulate everybody that was involved with Girls Trip. It was number 2 this week, and it made over $30 million at the box office.
Should have did 50. Drop on the clues bombs for Girls Trip, damn it. Great movie. Salute to Tiffany Haddish. She's one of those people that is really inspiring me right now. If you know her backstory and you know where she came from and where she is now, you'd be inspired as well. But all my fellas, I keep telling y'all, when y'all go to see Girls Trip, just remember that the same feelings that Beyonce's Lemonade bought out of women, Girls Trip movie is going to bring that same feeling out too. So if you ain't clean, and you know you've done some discrepancies, you cheated on your woman in the past 5 years, 10 years, it's going to get uncomfortable for you. Just know to take the L and side with the ladies on this one. Okay?
Just say I apologize.
Say I apologize and say the dude in the movie, when you see it, is dead wrong. Because he was dead wrong, though. He was filthy.
Okay. And lastly, Jay-Z, he's losing millions of dollars by keeping that 444 album off of Spotify. Right now, you can only get it on Tidal, and Spotify doesn't have it. And it says he's losing millions of dollars weekly because he's not putting his album on Spotify.
444 was bigger than money, okay?
Absolutely.
So many men have not even cheated since the 444 album
dropped. It's only been a week.
Shut up. Drop on the clues bombs if you haven't cheated since the 444 album dropped, damn it. All right?
It's been a week.
I don't like how you... It starts somewhere.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Gosh.
Good. All right. Well, that's your rumor report. Angela Yee will be back tomorrow. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow.